It is Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We're happy to have with us Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper. She had prepared for the end of the world just in case, but here we are.
We're just happy to be here.
There we are.
On a Sunday morning.
That's right.
On any morning, we're happy to be here. Okay, every year, What's Up counts down the top entertainment stories.
Yes.
The things that we think have changed the face of the entertainment scene in Northwest Arkansas.
This year.
Okay.
Last year was an easy one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Last year, the opening of Crystal Bridges, that
Piece
was a
cake.
No-brainer. Okay.
You can check out last Friday's What's Up for numbers 10 through 6.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting 1 through 5.
No, you're getting just number 10 to whet your appetite.
Okay.
Next Friday will be 1 through 5.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that after the first of the year.
Okay.
But the number 10 story for 2012 is the closing of the Good Folk House and the new Pick and Post concert series.
Right. It's no longer Good Folk. Mike has changed it to Pick and Post.
But it still exists.
Yes, it does.
And it exists in a big way on December 29th. When Fred Eagle Smith will be in town for the first of the real big time pick and post concerts.
Is that Saturday?
29th is a
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yes, it's Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
Because the 31st is Monday.
Right. Yes, right.
Talk to Fred Eagle Smith, who said he really hates house concerts.
But
he loved the Good Folk House, and he knows that he'll love the new venue, which is the Fayetteville Underground.
And he and Mike have been friends and contemporaries for a long time.
Oh, yeah, some great quotes. He said, it's all about Mike. Mike can't help it. He's just Mike. Whatever Mike's going to do is going to be Mike.
That's well put, yes.
So he said he started playing Good Folk, you know, because Fayetteville was a stop between here and there. And it is this time, too. He's headed to a New Year's Eve gig in Texas. But he said, after a while, it became, any time I can play with Shirky, it's one of my favorite stops. So he will be there. They may not stay landed at the Underground.
Right.
Mike's not sure.
It's a series now. It could be
anywhere.
Right.
But he will be there on the 29th to kick off the Pick and Post Presents with Fred Eagle Smith. Showtime is 7:30.
And let's just point out, just for some people who might not remember or it may have slipped their mind, the Underground has moved as well over
Correct.
The last few months and is now
Southwest.
The southwest corner of the Fayetteville Square.
Tickets are $20 and you can find out more at 409-1224. Also this afternoon, Period of Adjustment continues at Theater Squared. I still have not seen this show and I'm so sorry I haven't.
Today may be the day for me.
But they tell me it's a comedy. It's written by Tennessee Williams. We'll see if I believe that. 2 and 7 o'clock at the Nadine Baum Studios. And the last performance of the season's last Nutcracker, performed by the Moscow Classical Ballet at 2 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
And the holiday options really gear down after sundown tonight.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know, because Monday is Christmas Eve day, Christmas Eve, and then Christmas on Tuesday.
Well, but that's when you go and you see the
movie
square
theaters.
In Fayetteville.
Sure.
Have you seen The Hobbit yet?
I haven't.
I haven't either. We need to talk.
We do.
Go. Have fun.
All right.
Don't tell me all about it.
Do you like The Hobbit?
I will confess this. I saw the first of the Lord of the Ring movies, and about 9.5 hours in, I said, when is this going to end? It's
Cretin.
Not for me. I read The Hobbit, and I liked The Hobbit. That's what I thought I was seeing when I went to the first Lord of the Rings movie, but they just
You didn't know about the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
How do you work with him?
I don't know.
And you've known him all these years, and I didn't know.
Here's the thing. And I'm not saying, oh, it's for nerds or anything like that. I went in with high anticipation, but it bored me to tears.
Well, I'm excited about The Hobbit, and I'm glad to have somebody that's excited also.
See,
and
we were just happy at the first Lord of the Rings movie.
You okay there?
Yeah.
See, she's excited.
Yeah, she's so excited. She's knocking around furniture. Okay. Well, you guys have fun at The Hobbit, and
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Join us later today, beginning at noon, for the Fort Smith Chorale's performance of An A Cappella Christmas, a concert recorded live in Fort Smith, November 29th. Each year, KUAF features the Chorale's Christmas concert, and this year's edition is sure to bring in that Christmas spirit with an hour of non-stop seasonal vocal music. An A Cappella Christmas, that's today at noon, here on KUAF 91.3 FM.